This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a tension in the U.S. economy, potentially innovative startup companies in the U.S. that rely on the Uberized gig economy to get a lot of their work done. Even the smallest company these days can outsource labor. From San Francisco, Sam Harnett reports.
So yeah, this side, we just moved in here. That whole
CEO Tyson Quick launched his San Francisco tech company, Instapage, entirely with foreign freelancers. He contracted them through the website Upwork.
Before platforms like Upwork, you pretty much had to go raise a ton of money so you could hire the in-house talent that you need to grow your business.
It was hard for small companies to find freelancers, especially cheap workers overseas. But now, because of a wave of companies like Upwork, Wonolo, and 99designs, even the tiniest company can use an app to order freelancers. Duncan Logan says it's changed how startups start up.
Literally, you have to do nothing now. You just have to sit and make decisions, and other people will do all the work for you.
Logan runs Rocketspace, a San Francisco co-working office for tech companies. He says startups there use gig workers for everything, to deliver food, develop websites, even do PR. Logan shows me the logo that he had a freelancer design for him.
It was made in Vietnam by some guy I've never met. Cost me, I think, $200.
Logan calls all this gig work the lack of commitment economy. Rutgers University professor Hal Salzman calls it outsourcing. And he's not impressed with the new gig economy branding.
Outsourcing has become an unpopular word. Recasting as the gig economy sounds much, much better.
Salzman says the gig economy helps smaller companies do the same old thing. Cut worker pay and ship out jobs. That's good for businesses, he says, but bad for society.
The next great app can be a lot of fun to use. The next service may be great to have. It's the bigger picture of it. What cost is it to the economy? What's the longer term future for the workforce and overall for the quality of life?
Big questions. Tyson Quick of Instapage, though, has a more immediate concern: survival. Quick says he needs cheap, flexible freelancers to compete. Local full-time people, he says, are just too expensive. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.